लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today we're going back to the fans, we are going back to the audience to talk about what makes us so attracted to watch verticals and what we don't like about verticals and all the stuff. There's always a lot to discuss, so I'm very happy to talk always to some fans with Instagram profiles, reviewers, you know, all about that. And I have another reviewer lady here in this episode. And I say hello to Amanda from Amanda's Vertical Vibes. Hello, welcome to my podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What is your thing in verticals?
Mafia.
Ah, you're the gangster.
Yes, mafia verticals. That's my thing. Yep, I love the mafia verticals. So.
But you watch also other verticals, or?
I do, yeah. No, I watch a lot of verticals, a lot of different things, not just Mafia, but if I had to choose, Mafia would be what I would watch.
Always Mafia. You like the guns and the dons and the mysterious guys and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay, to be honest, me too. That's okay, fair. When did you get into verticals, or... better question, how did you also got into the advertising trap like a lot of other audience?
Yeah, so I have a lot of chronic illness. And so I actually found verticals, I guess I want to say like in January. And I had seen, like, you know, we all know the catchy little ads that are like, you know, repeat over and over and over again 1,000 times a day. And I ignored them for a really long time because I thought they looked like super corny.
Which verticals did you get the ads?
The first vertical that I watched, which was the ad that caught me, was Uncle William's Please Say I Do with J.J. Michaels.
Was it Real Short?
Real Short. Yeah, Real Short.
The Real Short marketing team is so good.
They are. Yes,
they got me trapped. Okay, I stepped in 2023 with the Jared Harper Double Life of My Billionaire Husband vertical and then Breaking the Ice. These were my first verticals. But I spoke to so many fans and everyone got trapped by a Real Short vertical ad.
Yeah, Real Short is like, I know a lot of people don't love Real Short because of some of the stuff they put out. Although, if I'm being honest, I think a lot of these apps put out similar stuff.
Yeah,
You know, that's just what it is. But Real Short's marketing, man, they know what they're doing because they've got a lot of
so good. I'm wondering if they are getting bonuses about new subscriptions or stuff like that.
It makes you wonder.
Did really a great job. So your first membership was a Real Short one?
Actually, no. So I didn't even subscribe to Real Shorts. So I had been really sick. I found the ad and I was ignoring them forever. And then probably like the end of April, it like caught me. And I was just like, okay, we're just going to, now I have to like see what this is. Cause it continues repeating over and over again, you know, on and on.
And so every time another episode, isn't it? From at my time, it was every time another episode, and in the end, I got weak and thought, "Bull damn shit! I want to know now what happened next."
And there's so many apps out there. I mean, my phone is full of
How many
virtual.
apps do you have at the?
I don't know. So
At
many I
my
lost
phone,
count.
actually, there are 52
Okay.
apps at the moment. But if you tell that and then recording to an actor, they also, what? So many? And I said, listen, I know people with more of 100 apps. So we have a lot of apps at the moment. What
Oh
are your
my.
favorite apps?
My favorite apps. Well, it kind of changes just simply because what's being produced. But right now, I really like Drama Wave. Drama Box is usually pretty good. They put out some good stuff. Viglu, I was liking there for a minute, but I haven't really watched too much on their app recently, probably in a
Oh,
couple of months.
they dropped a new show yesterday. No, today. Really great one.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll have to look.
What about Candy Jar?
I do have Candy Jar. And I like Candy Jar, actually. Mason, I think it is. Is it Mason? Yeah, that's like one of my favorites. Is that one. The only complaint I have about that one is that it's really long. Candy Jar, I look at
It's more
Candy
lovey-dovey,
Jar.
not the mafia style.
It isn't, it will, I mean, it's not mafia, but it is a little like not super rom-com, which is great. The thing I will give like kudos to Candy Jar for is that they are good about season twos.
Oh yes.
Like
Oh yes.
some of these other apps, and it makes me crazy. For example, Real Shorts has one with Tim Stein, and I can't remember, it's not going to come to me, and it's a mafia vertical, and it's super long in the first place, but then the ending is just like
It's shit, a shit
terrible. It's a
cliffhanger.
terrible ending. It's a terrible ending.
I know
And
exactly which one you mean.
it's like, where is the second part here?
You are screaming at your phone. Come on, really? That's the end? Are you kidding? But that happened to me also in a lot of other shows where the whole audience was screaming about a second part online and no one ever reacts. And you
There's
can be
one.
sure that a second part would also hit good numbers. I don't understand why they are not producing it. I don't understand it.
Jaxson Tiller has one.
With Keira Wisely
Keira Wisely,
from
that
what was the name?
terrible ending.
From Contract Wife to Billion. No, from Contract Wife to Billionaires. What was the
Yeah,
title?
something like that. And the end, they like he
Where
tells her
she's
that,
in Paris in the
yeah.
end,
He
and
tells her the baby has died, and like she goes to Paris and the baby's not dead, and like you're like just left with what is happening in the end of this vertical. And I'm like, where is the part two for this? This is
Oh, it's from
terrible.
Contract Lover to Billionaire's Wife. That's the title for everyone who wants to watch this. But be aware, at the end, you are what? And now, what's happening next? And we are screaming, I think, for more than a year for a second part, and no
I've
one is listening.
actually heard that there will never be a second part to that. Something about the writer and the producer like stopped getting along or something along those
Oh, okay.
lines.
Jackson said, I don't know where it was, if it was in a live or where it was. He said that he don't know about a second part if ever could happen. But for example, what I was surprised about a second part was the Falling for a Superstar one. For me, the Falling for a Superstar wouldn't have needed a second part. I was totally fine with the ending of the first part. But there they made a second part, and I was so, what? Okay.
Now, I actually haven't seen that one.
The first or the second?
Either. I haven't
Okay.
seen either one of them. I know a lot of people really loved that one. I
It was
just,
good. It was
it
really
was
good.
okay. Yeah.
Molly Anderson was brilliant as the villain one. Oh,
Oh.
holy shit.
Well,
She was
she's,
really good.
yeah. I mean, she's good villain though, generally.
She's in both part good. She's also good
Yeah.
in lovey-dovey housewifey and
Yeah.
also in the bad part. She's so
Yeah.
great, flexible in her roles. Really? No,
Yeah.
and that was, for example, a vertical I thought after part one, okay, fine. I'm fine. And then when I heard, oh, they will do a second part, I was so, about what? It
Yeah.
was fine. But
Yeah.
there are so many verticals. Oh, bullshit,
Oh,
we
that
need a
need part
second
twos.
part. Oh,
Yeah.
yes.
A lot of them that need
Absolutely.
part twos. Yeah. And Candy Jar, like I was saying, that I'll give kudos to them for that. Because they are very good about,
They have a
like,
lot with more
this
part.
needs a second part. And they actually do it, which I'm impressed with, so that we're not like all left hanging wondering what's happening.
Also, the
So,
Mason one has two parts, right?
the Mason one has two parts, and then there
The
is the
arrangement has four
arrangement, which
parts.
has four parts.
And
And I've seen the first three
Taming the
parts on
Heiress.
that.
Did you saw Taming the Heiress on Candy Jar with
I
Ali
have not.
Baladov? There are also two parts.
Okay.
And they have a lot with more than one part. And I like that when one vertical is round about 40 episodes and then the second part is also 40 episodes, like you said, I don't like it when one vertical has round about 80 episodes. That's a
Yeah,
bit stressful.
it is.
So you got caught by a real short vertical.
I did.
What were your thoughts after watching the first one?
So the first one was Uncle Williams, Please Say I Do. And I'll be honest, when I was going into it, I thought this is gonna be super cheesy. This is gonna be really like corny. The acting is gonna be really terrible. 'Cause like those commercials, sometimes they don't make those actors or actresses look good at all.
No.
Like, let's be honest, they don't. I mean, sometimes like Real Shorts does really good with their advertising, but sometimes I also wonder, like, what were you thinking, like advertising that part of it? There was so many other parts of that vertical that you could have advertised that would have been so much better than what you advertised. And so then I watched it and I was like, oh, that was actually really good. And then I was like hooked. It was like on from there. So, yeah.
What about the werewolf and vampire stuff?
No. I don't
Never
like
watched?
them. I will if Griffin is in them.
Griffin Blaze.
Yeah. Or Nick Rotacco. I like him too. But mostly his mafia stuff. But if he's in the werewolf stuff, I will watch it, or like Griffin. But for the most part, I don't really love the werewolf like type of stuff. No.
Because of the fantasy story, or because of what?
I don't know. It's just kind of like too far out there sometimes, I think. Like all that fantasy stuff just doesn't appease to me. I don't love
Yeah,
it.
first I haven't watched it either because I thought, eh, come on, werewolf,
Yeah.
fated mage, shifting. And to be honest, the first ones came out haven't been so good. It was so with the special effects kind of. But first I was also skeptical with the mafia ones, to be
Okay.
honest.
Yeah.
The mafia ones got released a year after I started watching verticals, and then I was so, okay, now what on, okay. And the first two I saw were kind of, nah, you know, so how can I say it? So typical Italian, as a lot of people think. So in that way, mafia has to be.
Which was your first ones?
Oh, I'm so bad with the titles. I'm so bad with the titles. Don't ask me about that. The next mafia one, who really surprised me was the one with Jake Hobbs, Brittany Marichak, and Gio De Val in it. It was
I don't recall what that one was.
on, wait, let me watch. Give me a second. That one was really good because at that I thought, okay, that's nice. It's not so classic, but it's really, and Fate a Deal with the Mafia King, it was on Good Short.
I know which one you're
I
talking about.
really like that. That was really nice. Not so always shooting, not so f overloaded with blood, you know what I mean? That was really, really nice. And then I get a bit attracted to the mafia ones too. But there are some actors who can really great act a mafia guy, and some are not
Yeah,
great.
some are not. Yeah.
Like you
Definitely.
said, if the guy has also the Italian lookalike, like Nick Ritacco, for example, or someone like that, I really liked it.
He's one of my favorites as far as mafia goes. Yeah.
But to be honest, I told Nick Ritacco that here in Germany you can watch some vertical synchronized in German. And they gave him such a bad synchronizing voice. So, you know, Ricky, when he's speaking like a mafia, he's very dark sounded. And the synchronization, he speaks very high. And then you are really kidding me? No, that's not so.
And some of these, it's really funny. I actually did an interview with somebody, it's on my page. But we were talking about the synchronization and or the voiceovers and just how absolutely terrible some of these voiceovers really are. Some of them are really horrible.
Absolutely. Do you watch also Chinese verticals on the
Not really,
platforms?
no. Not really, no. I've looked at a few of them, but for the most part, I don't not no.
What makes you push the play button in a vertical if it's not a mafia one?
It depends. Like sometimes it's just because of who's in it. Although there has been a couple times where I watched where I thought they were going to be good because I really like the people that were in
The
it and
cast,
they
yeah.
have not been good.
Yeah, but I think because of the storyline then, or what? Yeah.
Sometimes I think that's the case. We all have our favorites and then I will try to seek out ones that they've been in or whatever, thinking they're going to be good. And there's been several times where I'm like, this was actually not good at all. But I think sometimes it's really hard because the storylines are translated and then stuff gets lost in translation and all those things. So
Yeah, I think also, you know, when they're getting AI translated from Chinese to English, a lot of sentence doesn't make sense anymore. And then there's the cultural difference also.
Yeah.
I spoke to a lot of actors and they say the problem sometimes is that, for example, with all the weak women in the storylines in China, it's totally normal that the women are devoted, mostly in partnerships. But for us Western or European audience, it's hard to see that every time the women are kind of devoted and weak and cannot survive without a man and stuff like that. So I think the cultural difference is also kind of tricky, which doesn't make storylines work sometimes. I think so.
I think that's part of it. Yeah, the storylines don't necessarily work for all of the cultures.
Yeah. Hopefully they will change it a bit. I really like to see that some of the actors started writing on their own. Because I think they know what the audience wants, and also kind of Western story fits better to the market than hopefully. And when they are produced it, did you see, for example, Campus Rival on Viglu?
I have not seen it.
Okay,
Yeah.
because that was also our own produced stuff and own written stuff.
Yeah,
So, and
Eric
you
does a
saw it
lot
was
of that.
totally different from the classic tropes.
Yeah.
So, I hope that we are getting more kind of that stories. Hopefully.
As far as what? As far as like not being violent or what I
You
mean?
know, sometimes you see the first five episodes of a vertical and you know exactly how the story will end. Because, for example, there were a lot of sports verticals lately. The only thing that changed every time is which kind of sport they are doing, or if football,
Oh,
tennis, swimming, or stuff. The storyline is always the
yeah.
same.
Yeah.
And that's kind of shitty, you know? Because when you are watching verticals for a few months or a year, the stories are repeating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
And
think
I
we
don't know.
definitely need more originality for sure.
Yes. And more variety in the story themselves. And I think that's, as you said before, Reelshot dropped lately a lot of same storylines. They dropped a lot of shows, but also a lot of same storylines. And that's not so good for me, because I don't
Yeah, I
like
mean,
that.
I don't mind the same storylines as long as, I mean, sometimes I feel like I want to watch the same storylines because sometimes I just want to like zone out and not have to pay attention. So it doesn't really bother me that sometimes the storylines are the same. I think Real Shorts, like you said, they're pumping out. Man, they just dump the verticals out. They have so many, but that's the other thing is like being able to keep up. Like I have a list, I mean, and I try to do my list and then like think about, okay, I write reviews for these and try to get so many reviews done in a week. And sometimes that's so hard to just keep up because there's, you know, for every one that you can write a review on, there's another 15 that's come out,
Oh
you know,
yes.
so easily. Yeah.
Yeah. Lately there were
So,
a lot of shows.
yeah, a lot.
When did you decide to start your review page?
I started my page in the la I think the very end of June. I'd have to go back and look, but I think my fir very first vertical post was in June. I mean, I don't know. I just kind of so I saw a lot of people in the space doing reviews and things like that, and I just thought, well, I watch a ton of verticals and I can do that. And you know, I enjoy it. One thing I will say that's probably a little bit different about my page maybe is that I try to do reviews for older verticals. Older verticals. And I'll use that term loosely because like people think verticals from January are old. They're
Yeah,
not.
true.
They're like not even a year old. But a lot of what I see in the review space right now is people reviewing only new stuff, like
Yeah.
only new verticals. And I feel like people that are just coming into the space are then missing some really good verticals because
Yeah.
all they're seeing are reviews for only the new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's some really good stuff that was produced last year.
Oh, yes.
You know, so like I try to do reviews for not only new stuff, but I also try to do reviews for some stuff that, you know, is a little bit older. So.
And how many time per day do you normally roundabout invest in verticals, watching or doing the review or stuff like that?
How many hours?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It depends. If it's the weekend and I'm not working, a lot.
Ha ha ha.
I try to Well, it's hard to keep up. It
Define a
really is
lot the whole day.
a lot. Well, it depends. Like last weekend, I probably spent a whole day trying to do like watch verticals and do
Yeah, when the
reviews.
weather is also shitty outside and
Oh
rainy.
yeah.
We have winter now, if maybe snow or rain and a lot of fog, and it's at 5 p.m. it's dark outside,
Yeah.
so it's super
Yeah.
cozy on the couch with the
Yeah.
oven and hot chocolate and watch verticals. It's now the best time for watching verticals, really.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But yeah, I mean, it just depends. And I work a lot. I work in healthcare. And so like on the weekdays, it's kind of a little bit harder for me to do that. But currently, I haven't been posting a lot of reviews because I've been doing reviews and then stocking them up on my page so that I can like get several backlogged and then just release them. Cause that way I feel like then I'm not so far behind and I can maybe stay caught up a little better.
Makes sense.
But we'll see. I'm not sure how that's gonna work out, so.
When you work in healthcare, very important question. Because I had a heart surgery, and every time when I see that they are doing a defibrillator directly on a shirt,
Oh.
I'm so, oh come on, that
Oh my
doesn't
goodness.
work.
That's
Be
like
more
one of my
realistic, please.
yes, that's like one of my biggest pet peeves in all vertical land is the healthcare stuff. Like they're showing people that are in comas and they have like little nose cannulas on. People that are in comas would be ventilated. Like it drives me crazy. I'm like, oh, come on, guys. This is not even close to real. Or actually, I just watched to do a review on it today was my plan. But I just watched Mafia's Captive Bride yesterday with JJ Michaels and Dominic Rose. And his bandages made me crazy. I'm like, these are terrible. They're like just half put on there. They're all like wrapped up around his shoulder. And like, that is not how you do bandages.
It's exactly the same one when you see they needed urgent brain surgery. I had a brain surgery and I was totally cut the hair off. I had so a big scarf here with 39 stitches, and 2 days later they are at home
Yeah.
and you don't even see a scar?
Yeah.
Really?
Hairs, they still have all their hair and they're like walking around like, no, that's not reality, guys. But
But they
that's kind
could
of
be
what
so
I
easy to solve.
But let's be real. Verticals are not meant to be reality. They're
Yeah,
not.
but to be honest, it's the same when they are doing an ultrasound.
Yeah.
I was so, yeah, clearly you can see exactly this.
Yeah.
No. And I don't understand it, but to be honest, I spoke with an intimacy coordinator, and I asked why they are not doing it on the skin, under the shirt. And she said, the problem is, if you are doing it at the man, it's not so a problem.
Oh, yeah.
But if you are doing it with a woman and you have to go under the shirt, you have to get a special. You have to ask if it's okay, and you have to do a special contract, because of kind of nudity and stuff like that. So she told me it gets more and more complicated because of the restrictions doing that at the on the skin and not at the t-shirt. That mostly there is no time for being so correctly. That they're saying, okay,
Well, I
keep
mean,
it.
when you have a vertical shot in like 7 days, the time constraints are huge on that, so
Yeah, absolutely. And you know the thing, but lately there have been so many hospital scenes when also it's exactly the same when they are pulling out to run away. And I said, did you ever do that really? With the big needle in your, I don't know.
Yes, or when you see that, oh, that makes me like when you see the IVs and like it's like this huge tube, which first of all, IVs are not huge tubes, but also like it's like half circled around and you can see that like the end piece is just taped onto their arm. They don't even try to make it, they don't even try to make it look real.
And they didn't, they don't even have for the monitor to, you'd never see any cables. Yeah, that's a thing. You know, I've been a lot in hospital in my life, and when I see that in verticals, I'm so really, what wonder magic do you have that you are 2 days later completely healed and walk out of the hospital with nothing left? So what about watching for you kind of doctor vertical? Does that annoy you?
It does. I don't really watch too many of the doctor verticals. I have seen some. There was one. Oh, now the name escapes me. Something dominant, something about a dominant doctor or submitting to my dominant doctor or something like that. I don't know. There's a couple of them out there that are like that, that are real like. I won't say racy, but let's be real, some of these are racy.
That's true. It's true.
Which actually I kind of like the racy a little bit, to be honest. That's, I don't
What
know.
about the interactive ones? Do you watch the interactive verticals?
No.
Me
Nope.
neither.
I don't. I think if they didn't like come behind a paywall, I might. But I just don't. I kind of feel a little bit like it's a cash grab.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I
Like,
don't understand why you have to pay for coins, although you have a membership paid
correct, right.
to watch that.
Yeah.
Are you
And
the coin user? Means are you watching ads for coins to get some coins to love?
It depends. So like the on Real Short, that's how I actually watched my very first vertical was Real Short, and I will say that about Real Short, they're good about that too. Like, the first, I don't know, 15 episodes or however many episodes are free,
Yeah,
right?
mostly 10, I
And
think.
yeah,
Eight
10 or
to 12.
something.
Yeah.
And then they go behind a paywall, but like Real Short, then you can watch like 10 ads. You can watch an ad and get through like another 10 episodes. So when I was the novice vertical watcher and
The
didn't know any,
novice vertical watcher, the newbie.
yeah, the newbie. And I didn't know any better. That's how I watched my first vertical was just ads. And it took me like several days to get
Yeah,
through
I'm
one
not
vertical.
patient for that, to be
No.
honest.
Not anymore, I'm not. But when I first started watching them and I didn't want to dish out all this money, I was like, yeah, okay, this is what we do. This is, how we do it or whatever. And so like the first few that I watched, I did that way. I was like, so it took me like a month to get through like four verticals and I was like, this is terrible. Why
Yeah,
do they have it set up
to
like
be
this?
honest, I'm not patient to watch. And
Oh
then,
no.
oh, you have watched all your ads. Come back tomorrow. Really? When I start watching a vertical, I want to watch it from the beginning till the end. And not over a week.
Most definitely. I mean, now I have several subscriptions, so like
Where do you
I
have
and I
subscriptions?
I have subscriptions to Drama Pops, Drama Shorts, Drama Wave, And there's one more. Candy Jar. And was that it? I'm trying to remember. Because they just, some of these apps just like lowered their prices
Yeah.
for like Thanksgiving or whatever for the holidays. And so I hopped on it because I was like, usually they're $200, now they're $100.
To be honest, there are popping up so many platforms, and for the audience, it's really shitty. If you want to see a show, you have to purchase joins, coins, or a membership, and it's getting really, really expensive for the audience.
Or use Daily Motion, which
I normally prefer to support the actors and the
me
platforms,
too. Yeah, me too.
but as you said, sometimes Daily Motion. If it's only one show on a platform you want to see, or for example, there were shows on Carlos TV here in Germany. The first time I got even offered a membership on Carlos TV was a month ago. Until then, I can only watch the shows with coins on Carlos. And if I would have purchased coins on Carlos, it one show would have cost me round about 60 euros. And I'm not willing to pay so much money for one show to watch.
There are apps that are like that, and those apps I try to avoid. The apps that like don't offer memberships but only offer like coin subscriptions,
It's also
because
Salty TV,
really,
for example.
and I think what's the name of it? It's not Flare Flow. It is Mano Day. It's not coming to me. There is another one though that is
Flick
like that.
reels? You mean flick reels?
Maybe. I don't recall now what it's called.
Yeah, there are
Oh,
no
play.
so not so many apps left where you cannot purchase a membership, but even with a
Playlist.
membership someday it doesn't make sense.
For sure. And I don't generally use those apps a lot if they're only coin based. Just because it's like so much, that's just way more money than a lot of people can afford to spend.
And if you see it's more money that, for example, a completely monthly Netflix abo is.
Well, and that's one thing I think a lot of us in the space are wanting is like, I would just love for there to be like a Netflix of verticals. Like, give me just one app, like Netflix or Hulu or whatever, like a streaming app where all of these are in the same place and I can just pay a monthly fee and watch whatever I want. Because all of this, like, apps upon apps upon apps is kind of getting a little out of hand, to be honest.
And recently there are so many new apps. When I started watching verticals, there were, I would say, the five big ones: DramaBox, Good Short, Real Short, and stuff like that. So it were roundabout, let it be five, six, seven apps. But now, every
Hundreds.
time I see an ad on Instagram for a new vertical, I have the feeling that it comes with a new app.
Oh yeah. Most of them do. There was one that I saw Patrick Palkins. I like his stuff and I've watched probably pretty close to everything he's been in, but he had a new one release. Was it last week? I think it was last week. And I saw it on Instagram, the ad. And Instagram's not the only one that's guilty of this, but like they'll show you the ad, you click on the ad, and it takes you to some like off the wall generic site where they have like stole verticals and renamed them, right? And then you're like stuck trying to figure out what the real name of this vertical is
Yeah,
by like
and which platform it
Googling.
really was shown.
And where it was really shown. And so I had clicked on this vertical with him, he was in it, and it like popped up and it said this name, and I was like, I bet you that this is like one of those weird like fake apps or whatever. Well, come to find out, it was not. It's actually just a new, I know. I was like, what the heck? Like, now we have a new app,
Another platform,
another
really?
platform, right? And so I like looked at the platform and they have hardly anything on it. Like, there's not, I mean, I probably saw maybe 10 verticals, and several of them are verticals that are on other platforms. And so I was like, I'm not paying for this new platform for one vertical.
Yeah, exactly. That's
You
the
know.
thing. I would prefer, even if there are 10 apps, you know what I mean? It's fine. But as I said, at the moment, I have 52 apps on my smartphone, and I spoke to a lot of people with even more. And no, simply no.
And how do you keep up and keep track and like
And
all
there
of the
were
things?
so many shows per week lately.
A
When I
lot.
started watching verticals, about roundabout, let's say 10 till 15 new shows per week, and you can catch up watching them. You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
when you watch them, around about two per day, fine. But now I'm so overwhelmed with what? When did this show drop? Oh, it dropped already 4 weeks ago. I didn't get that. Okay.
Yeah, I somehow missed that in the sea of vertical releases.
Absolutely, absolutely. Are you the type of watcher you try always to watch till the end, or if a story or a vertical doesn't work out for you, you stop watching?
It depends. For the most part, I watch them through to the end. And even if it's like something that I think is going to be like, say I watch the first 10 reels and I think it's not going to be good. And I will still usually watch it till the end. And the reason for that is because like, you never know, like some it might surprise you. Like, there have been several verticals where from the first 10 reels I thought it was going to be absolutely terrible, and then the second half was excellent, and I was like, I'm glad I stayed and watched it because it turned out to be actually really good. Then also, just, you know, I'm not a I'm not a quitter. So like, I'm kind of like, you know, if I started watching it, just finish it. If it was terrible, then it was terrible, and don't do a review on it, you know, or whatever. But I usually don't quit them for the most
Okay.
part.
No, because I'm a total quitter.
Okay.
If I No, because you know, sometimes I think, why should I waste my time watching this crap
Yeah.
when there are so many alternatives left to watch, you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah. I get that. I
I'm
mean,
not
and
really
there has
patient.
been, yeah, there has been times where I've been like, I kind of probably should have DNF'd to that because it was a huge waste of time. But, you know.
And how many verticals are you watching per week, roundabout?
Probably 10 to 15, maybe.
And how many of them are you trying to review, or what's the critical point that you are reviewing a vertical?
I generally don't review anything that I think is under 3 stars.
Okay.
So that's just my opinion on it, because if I reviewed everything, then I would never ever catch up, and I would never do reviews because, you know, I like to review, I would say I like to review stuff that's original, but that's kind of hard to do. Because there's not a lot of original out there exactly. Now it is getting better. You know, there's several I can think of off the top of my head that were good, that were original. Escape from Mile Marker Zero. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's on My Drama, and it has Thomas King in it.
Oh. It was it his latest one? Yeah. Yeah.
No. So he actually released
Ah,
that one and then
the
another one.
cyber stuff. But it
Yeah,
was
there's
the one he was with the woman in this farmhouse outside.
Yes.
I hate that one.
The thriller?
Yes. It was totally
Where?
shit. And I wrote him I
Oh,
wrote him an email with exactly this one.
wait, okay. Are we talking about the same
Yeah,
one?
we are talking surely about the same one. Where she is she has a creepy psychopath ex-boyfriend and she ran off
She
with
runs
him.
from the car on the side of the
Yeah,
highway.
exactly.
Oh no! Oh my God. That is
Exactly.
actually like in my top five.
No. Not okay, let me tell you. The actor who
Oh
plays the psychopath was really great. Really. Fantastic acting. Thomas King was really good in his role. But, and that was for me the point to, I watched it till the end, but for me, the actress.
Oh, really? I
Really.
liked her.
No, I had the whole vertical feeling that she won't, that she doesn't want to be there. She did
Oh.
it just for the money, this acting stuff. She was
Okay.
so less of emotion, and I didn't buy her this role.
Okay.
And you can even see it in this kissing scenes and stuff like that. It seems the whole time that she's so uncomfortable doing this role. And
Okay.
so she crashed for me this whole vertical.
Oh no. I can't. Everybody that I've talked to has loved it. I'm so
I
totally
loved,
surprised.
as I said, the two male actors were really great. The psychopath was so great acted,
Oh, he
really.
was good. Yeah. Yeah, he was good.
It was so great acted. I love the location.
Yeah.
And as you see, only three actors in this whole vertical as the cast. No more.
Which actually I really liked that.
Yeah.
It was a super original
Normally
idea.
it had needed more, but there was so in the storylines or in this production, there were so many open questions. First he had a dog. And then after episode three, you never ever see this
You don't
dog
see
in
the
the
dog
whole
ever
vertical
again.
again. What happened to this dog? You know, there were so many open questions after this vertical, which doesn't make sense in the vertical. So for me, it was not good produced and
Oh,
a miss. As I said, the male actors were really great, but from her, I have seen better verticals and better acting stuff.
well. Okay.
For
See,
me,
and I
she
haven't
felt
seen her in
totally
anything.
uncomfortable the whole vertical.
I
It
haven't
seems
seen
like
her
she
in
has
anything
to
else.
do it. Not because she want to, because she had to. And that crushed the story.
See, that's the wonderful thing about this space, though, is like all of us have different tastes, different, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Personally, I loved it. It's in my top five for the year. Along with.
I recorded with Thomas King an episode.
Okay.
And we stayed a bit in contact since then.
Yeah.
And I told him when I was watching this vertical, he said, "Do you watch my new show?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." "Oh, let me know what you think about it." And then I wrote him an email after and said, "Thomas, sorry to say that, but bum
Yeah.
bum 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 bum." I explained everything what my opinion was, and he was
Yeah.
like, "Oh, okay." I had such a bad feeling, and I said, "No, I don't want to say that all was shit." But in total, it didn't catch me. But it was the same thing, for example, from Came in Cardiff Under the Hood. Did you see that?
I did.
That didn't catch me either. Totally not.
I have my feelings about that, but
No,
I didn't love
I
it.
said I recorded with Cayman and he said, "Oh, which show you liked and stuff like that." And I said, "Okay, to be honest, to say it directly, Under the Hood, the location and stuff with and the mechanic story normally was not so bad, but I don't know why this vertical I didn't finish it."
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I cannot ex tell you exactly why, but it didn't attract and catch me. I think the problem was it was so hyped in the beginning that I had too high expectations before I started watching that.
Yeah, sometimes that happens too. Like you, yeah, there's some of them have been like super hyped up, and then I watch them and I feel like you're let down. And it's hard to tell if you're let down because it actually was really bad, or if you're let down because the hype was so big that it just didn't meet the expectation of what everyone was saying, you know.
It's the
So,
same with, did you watch Love and Blood, for example?
Love and Blood, Eric.
Yeah.
Yes. That one
I
is actually
haven't
also
watched
in my
that
top five.
I haven't watched that till today because it was the same. It got so hyped, so hyped, so hyped, so many reviews when it dropped. And I thought, no, I will watch it later when the total hype is down, that I can watch it without any expectations.
Okay, and what was your what did you think about it? Did you like it?
I haven't seen it till
Oh, you
today.
haven't seen it. Okay, so you're gonna watch it today.
No, not today, but I think this year, yes.
Okay.
But that was exactly the same one. I didn't want to make this mistake again, like
Yeah.
with the under the hood stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have Did you watch Dungeons of
Nine.
Ecstasy?
No.
Oh no, come on. That those two, the Love and Blood and Dungeons of Ecstasy, are in my top 10. They were really good, I thought, but there's a lot of mixed reviews about them, I think, too, though, because they're like stuff that's super original, and sometimes I feel like the original stuff gets way more criticism than the stuff that's like on rinse and repeat, just because it is so original and something that like not everyone is really seeing a lot of. So I think people sometimes can be more critical. But
True.
yeah.
True. No, lately I didn't watch all the hyped stuff.
Okay.
I don't know
I
why
mean,
that.
I don't necessarily either. Like, I don't, just because something is like super talked about, I don't always watch those for sure.
Do you read other reviews?
Yes. Well, it depends, I should say. Sometimes I do. If it's something that I'm going to review, like do a review on, then I try not to until after I've written my review, just because I don't want like other people's thought, like bias in my head about it. But sometimes it's hard not to, especially when you're in the space, like when you're a creator in the space, and there's so many of us now, you know, like. And sometimes it's because, you know, your Instagram pages and all of those are like the more of what you watch is more of what shows up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, like, my whole Instagram page is nothing but like vertical stuff. And so sometimes it's really hard not to, especially if it's something that's like new and a lot of people are reviewing it. For example, Tim Stein just did one. Undress the Billionaire, or Undress a Billionaire, or something like that. I think it's on NetShort. I could be wrong about that. But I haven't watched it yet. I want to. I've heard it's really good, but I have seen a ton of reviews on it. And so I'm kind of like you, I'm kind of waiting because I was like, I don't really know that I want to watch it now and do a review on it after I've just read all these reviews and like everyone else's opinions are like in my head about it. And I kind of want to go into it fresh and like have my own thoughts about it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
So, what's the key point? Do you decide before starting watching a vertical if you want to do a review about it or not?
It depends. So, like the verticals that I do reviews for that are a little bit older, those I kind of already know that I want to do reviews on because a lot of those I've already seen.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I remember this one being really good, so I want to do a review on it. Or I remember this one and I really loved it, so I want to do a review on it. That's, like, for example, actually, one of the reviews that I was going to work on today or tomorrow is for one of Nick Rotaco's mafia verticals. And it's Mafia Boss's Secret Maid. And that's like one of my comfort verticals. And I've watched it more times than I can count, probably. And so I'm like, okay, that's actually one of my favorites. So I want to do a review on it. So I kind of already knew that. The newer ones, I usually don't know if I'm going to do a review on until after I've watched them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's important for you to talk in your review about?
I usually try to do like I usually try to stick to like an outline almost, not always. But I usually try to like at least tell what the story is, like the plot of the story, the main part of the story. And then I usually try to do like how the actors were and how their characters were. And then I'll do something about like, why you should watch it or why I thought it was really good or something like that. And then depending on like what's in it, just talk about like maybe why it worked or why it didn't work or why I loved it. I've done reviews where I've said, like this is what worked and it was, like super original or the acting was phenomenal and it was like a little unhinged. 'Cause I'll be honest, I am the person that likes the super over the top. The more unhinged and crazy they are, the more I love them usually. Yeah. And so like if it's like a little unhinged or whatever, like I'll be like, this is why I really loved it. And then, and then I'll usually do a section like this is what didn't work for me.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes that's the acting wasn't great, or sometimes it's like voiceovers were not good,
Oh,
or
yes. Oh, holy shit.
sometimes it has to do with like domestic violence stuff or violence in the verticals, etc. So,
What's a no-go for you in a vertical? The classic banquet scene.
actually, that doesn't bother me. I
Really?
really don't know. It does not. That does not bother me.
Even if it's the whole show?
If it's the whole show, I don't love it, but like banquet scenes in verticals don't bother me. Like I am not, I will say that I am probably like in the margins when it comes to that in the vertical space. 'Cause there are a lot of people right now in the space that are vocalizing a lot of we don't want the banquet scenes and we don't want the domestic violence and we don't want bullying of kids and we don't want this and that whatever. Now the kids part I will agree with, and actually if kids are in verticals I generally will not watch them. I just don't like that. It feels very exploitative to me in some aspects. It just does. And I understand like the parents are involved and there's all kinds of protections and all of those things, but it just makes me uncomfortable. But my view on some of the other things, like the banquet scenes and the domestic violence and all of those things, is not quite what everyone else's view is. I don't necessarily believe in censorship, because I don't think we should be telling people what they can and cannot watch, And, the domestic violence part of it in particular, I think that stuff speaks to people. And I think people are attracted to what they know. And I think that some of that could be somebody's in that situation in real life and sees those things. And they maybe say, I'm not alone because I can recognize that other people have gone through those things. And I think so for me, like taking it completely out of the vertical space is not realistic.
True.
I just don't think that that's something we should be doing. Now, with that being said, I have always said we need lots of warnings, trigger warnings.
Trigger warning, sir.
Kalos TV does a really good job of that.
Yeah, they had a lot of
Kalos
trigger
TV
warnings lately.
and Mini Shorts do a phenomenal job of trigger warnings. They really, really do. And I wish that all of the other apps would get on board with that because I think that's super important. I also
Absolutely.
think we need a rating system. I'm not one for watching like regular television, but regular television has a rating system, G, PG, 13, whatever. I think the vertical industry needs to adopt a rating system so that people know what they're getting into. Because sometimes from the commercials, you don't know. I mean, oftentimes you do. A lot of times the commercials show the bullying and the violence and all of those things because I guess they think it catches people's attention. But I think we need a rating system, and I think we need less of it. Like, there's a difference between having it in a vertical and then having the whole vertical be nothing but violence, right? If it fits the storyline, then okay. If it's in the first 5 minutes or in the middle somewhere for 10 minutes, then okay.
Yeah,
But
it's
like
okay.
when you do the whole vertical and it's nothing but like shoving people down the stairs and,
Yeah, every 2 seconds
etc.
get everyone slapped or beaten up or stuff like that.
Yeah, that's excessive. So, there's a lot of things I think that could be improved as far as that goes.
True. I'm sure we are not at the end of the vertical stuff. We're still at the beginning.
Oh yeah. It's still a new thing. It's still a new industry. It's still growing. It's still changing. It's still finding its legs, So I think we're gonna see a lot of really good things coming, hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Amanda, at the end of every episode, I'm asking a 5-question quickie.
Okay.
Everyone, doesn't matter if fan, actor, creative, anything, everyone gets the same 5 question. The first one is, what's your favorite dish for eating?
Shrimp or salmon.
Oh, salmon. Yeah, I had that for a long time. That's great. And what's your comfort movie? Or what movie do you like?
Are we talking like in regular film or are we talking in verticals?
We can talk in both.
Okay, so if you're talking regular film, like regular TV movies, it's Dirty Dancing.
Oh yes, the all-time classic one.
The all-time classic. It's my favorite. I could watch that movie every day. If you're talking vertical wise, I actually have like several. Tied to My Dangerous Mafia Boss or Mafia Husband, sorry, which is one of Tyler's mafia verticals. Love at Dangerous Speeds with Nazar Graber, or
Nazar Gabar, yeah.
and Mary Wisniewski, or I can't,
A
I'm
Ukrainian
probably
one.
butchering that name.
So a Ukrainian one, yeah.
Yes. And then Escape from Mount Zero was on my top. And then
You can call
I
it's
know
fine.
Mount Zero. And then my actually first Ukrainian one that actually still is in my top was The Shy Beauty and the Billionaire Beast, which
Oh
is
yes, that was a great
also,
one.
Yes.
That was great.
Yeah. That's actually like one of my faves.
And there hasn't been really a storyline like that again.
Oh no, there won't be. And that's something I love about the Ukrainian verticals is just some they just do something. I don't know. I can't really explain it. It's just their stuff to me is very, very good. It's not like a lot of what we see in some of these other verticals.
Yeah, and also if you think about in which location they are shooting in Kiev,
Yeah,
they're
that's
producing
something
really great stuff for that.
in war, in a
Yes,
war. They're filming in a
yes.
war. Like,
They don't have
let's.
any luxury problems, they have other problems around them,
No.
but they are producing still so great stuff.
Oh my gosh, stuff that's like brilliant, stuff that's so good, and people don't even realize, they don't even think about it. Like Yue, she,
Yeah,
you know,
Bianca
Bianca,
from,
yes.
yeah.
And you know, she posts a lot of stuff about it, and I can't remember his name. He's an actor. He does a lot of stuff for drama shorts,
Yeah.
I think. And he posts a lot of stuff about like air raid sirens going off and all of those things. And I saw him post something about Ammo Pictures was doing like a vertical filming, and the air raid sirens started going off, and they were like trying to get all their actors into the shelter and stuff. And I'm thinking, like, we have no idea. Like, they're producing this stuff in the middle of a war. I
And they're
mean, yeah.
producing really good stuff.
Really good stuff. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's true. What's your favorite music or song?
I don't have a favorite song, but some of my favorite people is Mumford and Sons. And well, hello, puppy. Thanks
Sorry
for
for
coming.
interrupting.
That's okay. The dog interruption. He's cute.
Yeah, he sometimes comes up. Dion, can we finish here, please? That would be lovely. Thank you very much.
He's like,
So,
no, mom, you can't
yeah,
finish.
he's 9 months old.
Oh, so he's a puppy. Okay. So
Puberty
yeah.
puppy.
I like Mumford and Sons and Bon Iver. Bon Iver,
I'm
yep.
not sure if they know.
He does some real like eclectic kind of stuff. Yeah. He's really good.
And two questions left, but one you already asked nearly. What was your favorite vertical so far? You said you told already, and the last one is what kind of genre you want to see more in verticals or new one, for examples?
I would say there's a couple. So thriller, I think. Like I want to see more like thriller stuff. Or like I would love to see some like murder mystery
Criminal
or
cases or stuff
yeah,
like
like
that.
criminal stuff. Yeah, like criminal
Did you
cases.
like the vertical Love, Lies, and Alibis on Viglu with Robert Palmer Watkins and
I haven't seen it.
Grayson Swan?
Yeah, I haven't
It's
seen that.
an old one.
Okay. And is it like murder mystery type of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen too many of those. Now, I do think there is one being filmed. I
There
think
are a
there
lot
is.
lately filmed because I spoke with Kirby Elwood about that stuff, and she wants to do also, kind of Miss Marple, Sherlock Holmes stuff and like that.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
I think that criminals or criminal cases like that will come more.
Yeah. Yeah. I think some of that is like a little bit harder to do though in the vertical space. Like I think some of that the tight shots and the super fast pacing, I
Yeah,
think
yeah.
some of that is a little bit harder to do.
And you need
Now
a
the
kind of mysterious
Yeah.
atmosphere and
Yeah.
location.
Yeah. Now thrillers, I think, would be actually great for the vertical space
Oh,
because,
yes.
you know, thrillers are meant to be like super high adrenaline, super fast paced, you know, all those things. But the murder mystery stuff, yeah, it needs like a nuance. It needs, you know, like time to breathe and
You
like
cannot go
build.
in all the billionaire mansions for doing that. You know, I think that it needs a bit more mystery location also.
The same billionaire mansion that you see in every vertical.
Yeah, at the same
I swear.
coffee, at the same coffee shop.
The same coffee shop
And
and
the
the
bar
same
with the red
mansion.
sign, the bar with the
Yes.
red sign.
Yes. I have watched probably four or five verticals in the last week that it is the exact same shot of the back of this house. And I'm like, that is the exact same house because it's the exact same shot in
Many
like the
people
last.
live there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we will see what will be new and what will come up.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for what's happening. I think there's a lot of really good stuff going on behind the scenes. I think that a lot of the actors and actresses are getting involved in and writing and producing some more original stuff. Eric, for example, he's doing a lot of that, which is really cool. Yeah, so
Good.
hopefully it's moving in a good direction.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. Amanda, thank you very much for your time and for talking to me.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
It was a pleasure having you, and I wish you a great vertical year 2026
I'm looking forward to
for all of
Yeah, for
us.
all of us. Yeah.
And thanks a lot for this lovely conversation. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.